Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We take the pub quiz out of the pub and bring it home to you. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with my friend Chris. Say hello, Chris.
You know, after 18 takes of saying hello to everybody, I'm so proud of you for that. Way to go, Jonathan.
Oh my gosh, you're hurting my feelings.
I think I'd rather have my teeth pulled out next time.
So you guys know how the game goes. It's the two of us today. We don't have Mark with us. We're hoping he's back next week. But in the meantime, we're going to go with our normal game, 10 rounds, where we both ask each other questions back and forth. Each question will be worth around 10 points, and the final question will allow us to wager any or all of the points that we've earned thus far. So, before we get started, anything fun happening with you this week, my friend?
Well, I don't know if it's fun happening with me, but I'm really excited because I got an email from our buddy Waco a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and saying that... Well, one, I found out that Zach Brown Band has a new album coming out in a couple weeks. Love Zach Brown Band.
Makes you excited, huh?
Oh, I'm very excited about that. But not only that,
you like your chicken fried?
A little bit, but...
Cold beer on a Friday night?
Right, yes, exactly. And toes in the sand.
Pair of jeans that fit just right?
All right. But not only that, but also my favorite band currently out there is Mumford & Sons. And like last year, there was some information that went out that they were taking a break. Well, obviously, that break lasted about 30 minutes because lo and behold, in May, they have a new album coming out. And I'm so fired up about that.
Maybe it was just a Kit Kat commercial.
That's a good possibility. Maybe they needed that break for a Kit Kat.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Make me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
You guys can't see this, but Jonathan literally got a top hat and cane out in order to sing that. It was pretty outstanding. But anyway, but I'm very excited for both those albums to come out. So Jonathan, why don't you start us off tonight?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, go for it.
I have a television question.
Televisione.
And I have a feeling I'm going to sing before the end of this question. I can't.
Shocker.
I cannot help myself. Okay, here's your question. Family Ties was one of the shows I grew up watching. For 10 points, please name all three of the family's primary children.
Okay.
I say primary. There was one that came later, a little kid. Mm-hmm. I don't ever trust or care about little kids that come in at the end of a season or end of a show's run. So,
okay.
The three main ones.
Michael J. Fox, Tina Yevers.
No. Their characters' names.
And Justine Bateman.
No.
Oh, come on. No. That's good stuff. I knew the actors' names.
Those are easy. I want the families' names, the characters.
All right. It was Alex P. Keaton.
Alex?
Played by Michael J. Fox.
Oh, my God. TMI, brother.
It was Mallory Keaton.
Mallory, good job.
All right. And then we got the young one.
This was the hard one.
This is Tina Yevers.
Yes. This was the hard one for me when I was coming up with the question.
I knew the actors' names.
Yeah, that's the easy way.
That is far from the easy way. You did not know Tina Yevers' name.
Of course I knew Tina Yevers' name.
Whatever.
Show me that smile again.
You don't even know the right theme song.
That's Family Ties.
No, that's Growing Pains. What will we do if we what can we do to make it without us? Sha la la la. That's Family Ties.
How does it start?
I'm not saying. What will we do to make it without us?
It starts with that.
What will we do? Yes. Because
no.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
If you go onto your computer.
Okay, well, so I'm going to go on record right now and say they should have used the Growing Pains song for both shows.
And you wonder why people don't take you seriously with entertainment questions.
I never told them to. Could you tell me the young Tina Yevers character's name, please?
I'm thinking.
I know I can hear the squeaking wheel in the back. Show me that smile again.
Again, Growing Pains.
I don't care. I like the song better. The best is ready to... What are you doing? You can't look at your phone while you're answering a question.
I'm trying to change the channel. Okay, I can't think of her name.
Oh, yeah. No. Her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah.
It was easy to forget.
All right.
Sorry, my friend.
No, that's all right. Good question. Okay, so we're going to go into a music category for you. What was the title of Stevie Wonder's first hit that was released by Motown when he was only 12 years old?
I bought his four-disc hits album at the close of the century.
Sure.
And the first song on there is Fingertips Part 2. And so I'm going with Fingertips Part 2.
Correct.
Yes.
August 1963, he was actually known as Little Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie. Here's Little Stevie on the harmonica.
So after round one, you're up 10 to nothing.
And it's funny, but I have a music question for you. Actually, the category is music royalty.
Okay.
B.B. King had a special name for his favorite guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Ah, And it was a beat up guitar at that. Her name was Lucille.
Lucille. He actually wrote a song serenading Lucille.
Mm-hmm. He loved his guitar.
He really did.
But if you want to talk about all-time beaten-up guitars, you got to talk about Willie Nelson's guitar.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. If you ever go out and take a chance and see or take a look at his concert guitar, it is the most weathered, beat-up acoustic guitar you've ever seen in your life. It's amazing. So going into your round two question, Jonathan, it is presidents for you.
Presidents.
And this is a two-for-one question. In order to get the points for this, you have to get both questions correct.
Okay.
First question for you, Jonathan, is who was the tallest president?
The second one's going to be who's the shortest president.
Wow. It's like you know me.
The shortest president is Madison. He was tiny. The tallest... Okay, I'm fighting myself here.
Actually, you're really sitting down.
It's an internal struggle.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm in an argument right now in my own head between Abraham Lincoln and Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Mm.
Lincoln was either 6'4", 6'5". I feel like Johnson was known as a huge man. I feel like he was 6'5". I'm going to go with Lyndon Johnson as the tallest president. And okay. If it's Lincoln, I'm going to feel bad.
Okay, and the second question was, who's
shortest?
The shortest?
Madison.
Okay.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
At 5'4" tall, James Madison was the shortest. At 6'4" tall, Abraham Lincoln was the tallest president.
Really?
Yep.
I want to look it up. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so here's what my research has turned up. Abraham Lincoln, 6'3¾", 192.4 centimeters.
Okay.
Lyndon Johnson, 6'3½", 192 centimeters.
Oh, man.
So technically, Lincoln is the tallest by 1/4 inch. That sucked. That sucked real bad, Chris.
Okay. So after two rounds, we are all tied up at 10 to 10.
I can't begin to share how frustrated I am with the answer to the last question. Mm. Okay. Your third round question. Your category is U.S. history.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to see how much U.S. history you really know.
Not much.
Who was the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Interesting.
I'll give you a little bit of flavor text.
Okay.
This man is probably the most overlooked founding father, but he was instrumental in the formation of our country.
Right. Problem is I keep thinking of presidents, so I almost wanted to say James Madison, but I know it wasn't James Madison. It wasn't Adams, even though Adams was a wonk. Really liked the law a lot. I can't think of it, so my answer is going to be John Hancock.
Oh, you were close.
Okay.
John Jay.
Dang it, that's right.
John Jay is so overlooked, it's like nobody knows who he is. He helped to write the Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
He negotiated the Treaty of Paris, which is the treaty where England recognized the U.S. as an independent nation. And he was George Washington's Secretary of Federal Affairs, which then he helped organize what became the State Department. So technically, he would have been the first Secretary of State.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah, I mean, and that was a trivia question. That was a pub trivia question we had like many, many months ago. And it just,
was it?
Yeah, I just couldn't think of it.
Mm.
So, all right. Good question, though. Oh, I liked it.
All right.
So, your third round question, Jonathan, is deserts, not desserts.
Darn. I would be much better at desserts, not deserts.
Mm. What continent is the Gobi Desert located?
Gobi. I heard Gobi Bryant was a good basketball player.
That's Kobe Bryant.
I love Gobi beef.
Mm-hmm. That's Kobe beef.
Actually, it's Kobe.
Is it really?
I think it is.
Wow.
I wonder if it's Kobe Bryant.
That would be kind of pretentious.
Wouldn't it? He should do that now that he's retired.
Mm.
Well, he's not.
But he's not retired.
He's not retired, but really he is.
No, he's... Wow.
Oh.
No, he's gonna collect his $35 million paycheck
sure
next year.
I think it's in China. And so I'm going to say it's in Asia.
All right. That's correct. Central Asia.
Yes.
It comprises over 500,000 square miles over Mongolia and China.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it stretched into Mongolia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So after three rounds, Jonathan, you are on top. 20 to 10.
20 to 10 it is. Going into round four, your question or your category
is
events.
Events. I like events.
In what Spanish city will you find the running of the bulls each year in July?
I think I might butcher the name on this, but I'm going to try my best. I know. Well, it's what I do best.
You know, the editing process is always hilarious.
Yeah, I imagine, because I never claim to be the most gifted speaker. I just claim to be the funny one in this.
Oh.
Okay.
I guess I can leave.
Well, No, I need to have that straight man, and you're my straight man. What can I say?
Darn right I am. Hey-o.
I believe the answer after that really bad comedy moment is Pamplona.
Pamplona, Spain. You are correct, sir.
All right.
Now, actually, in researching that, I knew Pamplona was the answer I was looking for because that's the one everybody refers to.
Right.
But it's actually it's a July celebration all over Spain. They have running of the bulls in many cities.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's more than just Pamplona, but that's the one everybody knows.
You could not pay me enough money to run in front of a bull. I don't know if you remember the movie City Slickers, but that just enough said.
I have seen City Slickers.
All right.
I remember when Bruno, what's Bruno's
Kirby.
Last name? Bruno Kirby milked Norman. Billy Crystal is like, Norman's a boy.
Well, no, that reminds me of the movie Kingpin.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, yeah, I spent all morning milking the cow. It's like, yeah, don't got a cow. Got a bull.
Got a bull.
All right. So, Jonathan, your fourth round category is space, the final frontier.
The final frontier.
Okay.
That means the last one.
And there's a bonus question on top of this. So
okay.
Opportunity for bonus points. So, Jonathan, who was the very first American woman in space?
I don't know if she's the first, but she's the one that comes to mind. Sally Ride.
Correct.
Thank goodness.
Okay, now here's the bonus. Now, I thought when I was researching this question that she was actually the first woman in space, but that turns out not to be true.
Right.
Can you name the first woman in space for 5 extra bonus points?
It'll be a Russian, because apparently they landed on Venus before we knew anything about it. Yuri Gagarin. No.
That was a male.
Yeah, I know. I don't know her name. I feel like it's probably Anastasia or something like that, but I don't know.
Okay. It was Russian, and it was Russian Valentina Tereshkova.
Valentina Tereshkova.
Yes.
Dropping knowledge on us today.
Actually, and this comes from the book 1001 Trivia Questions by William C. Mackey and from Fall River Press that I've been kind of pulling some of my questions from. And just, I'm going to take it directly from here. Quote, it says, Russian Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to travel into space. She made 45 revolutions of Earth in the spacecraft Vostok 6 on June 16th to 19th, 1963.
Wow.
The first American woman was Sally Ride, who took her famous ride aboard the Challenger on June 18th to 24th, 1983. So more than 20 years before, the first woman in space was Valentina Tereshkova.
Wow.
How's that for some knowledge dropped on you? Wow. But good job. You got your 10 points.
It landed on my toe.
Okay. So after 4 rounds, Jonathan, you're still up 30 to 20.
30 to 20. Your next question, maybe my favorite question of the day.
Okay, very good.
It's a movies question.
Movies.
What was the name of the superhero voiced by Samuel L. Jackson in the movie The Incredibles?
I love this question.
I told you it was my favorite.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Honey, where is my super suit? And I believe it was Frozone.
Frozone is correct.
Yes.
Now there's a chance for a bonus.
Indeed.
I'll give you 5 points, so it's difficult.
Okay.
5 points. If you can tell me the character's actual name.
No, I can't. I mean, I thought you were going to ask me what the characters, what the Incredibles characters were, and I was thinking, I was thinking Jack-Jack, and
Frozone's character, the real name of Frozone is Lucius Best.
That's right. That's right.
Lucius Best.
They're actually making a sequel to that movie. It was announced a couple months ago.
By the way, if your name is Lucius, I suggest you pronounce it Lucius. It's much funner, much more sophisticated sounding.
Indeed.
So,
but I will take my Frozone 10 points.
Oh, you get it. That's good job.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. Where's my super suit? I love that line. Okay. Your fifth round category, Jonathan, is animals.
Animals.
Okay.
Animals!
What is the only known mammal with the ability to fly?
I've seen people fly off of roofs for very short distances.
But I'm bummed.
Hey,
no? That's not flying, that's dropping.
Okay, so we're talking about legitimate flight, because a flying squirrel glides.
Right. I'm talking about legitimate flight like a bird does.
Okay, it's a bat.
Correct.
Yes, those little things. You know what's funny about bats? When you grow up, you're taught bats are vampires, and it's all very scary. But bats, I mean, they're not the scariest thing. They're really not that bad looking. They're kind of weird looking, but they're mammals.
Yeah.
And they're really interesting. I mean, there's more unique things about bats than most mammals.
But I think also they spread disease rather well, especially like rabies, if I remember correctly.
I think they spread some disease from cows to cows. Mm. But you don't really have many people getting bit by a bat. They eat insects.
Got to have more cowbell. No.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a stretch.
So after, Jonathan, you're doing pretty well after five rounds. At our halfway mark, you're up 40-30.
Oh, it's a pretty good game so far.
Okay.
Your sixth round category is number one hits.
Okay.
What Madonna song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1992 after being popularized by the movie A League of Their Own?
One of my personal favorite movies, and the song was called It Used to Be My Playground.
It used to be my playground.
Very, very sappy ballad.
It used to be my childhood dream.
Wow.
Okay, so this is not worth any extra points.
That's fine.
But can you name either the song that preceded or succeeded It Used to Be My Playground on the top 100 chart as number one?
No, I thought you were going to ask me what her character's name was.
No, no, no.
Okay, because I was going to say All the Way May.
Right before It Used to Be My Playground, the number one hit was Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wow.
And right after was End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Oh my gosh, so it went from one sappy ballad to another very sappy ballad. Man,
although we've come,
I can't tell you how many times that End of the Road played during my graduation time.
Oh, high school.
Oh my gosh, I was ready to throw somebody. Okay, so Jonathan, your sixth round question is history and July 4th.
Okay,
all right, so Jonathan,
that's Independence Day.
Thank you. On July 4th, 1826, the United States celebrated its 50th birthday. What double event made that day memorable also?
1826?
Yes.
Same day?
Same day.
Memorable event?
Well, memorable events. It was 50th anniversary, and then two other things happened that day.
Two other things happened?
Yes.
Do I have to name both?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
I feel like I'm not going to get the question right, but I'm going to get close.
Okay.
Okay? I feel like a former president died and a future president was born on the same day, on Independence Day, but I'm not sure which ones.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Thomas Jefferson died. No, John Adams. I'm going to go with John Adams died. No, it couldn't be Lincoln. I'm going to say John Adams died and Ulysses S. Grant was born.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You were so close and you didn't realize it.
Gosh.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died that same
time. Oh, no! Oh, that's right.
John Adams actually passed away before Jefferson, and his last words were, "Jefferson lives."
Oh, my gosh. I'm heartbroken that I missed that question.
And the interesting thing is 5 years later, on the 55th anniversary, or 55th birthday, James Madison died.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really...
You're kicking yourself a little bit.
I'm really upset because I knew there was something related to births and deaths, and it wasn't births at all. And I was having a hard time. I was trying to place an important president in that spot, which is why I went with Grant. Lincoln would have been too soon.
Right.
But yeah, I knew that. Deep in my heart, I knew that. Mm. If you had said what two presidents died, I would have nailed it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't really do that because that just would have been a little too easy.
Sure.
So, but all right. So, Jonathan, after six rounds, I tied it up. It's 40-40.
40-40. Your seventh round question is going to be about state nicknames.
Interesting. Okay, let's do it.
What northeastern state is known as the Garden State?
Ah, baby, I was born to run. That would be New Jersey.
New Jersey is 100%.
Right.
Just kidding. Correct.
Yes.
Good job.
Yep.
Which is funny because it doesn't seem like they have that many gardens.
But they do. That's the amazing part of it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I had a friend of mine that got married up in New Jersey, and in certain parts of New Jersey, it's absolutely gorgeous. Just beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
I've always heard it called the armpit of New York.
Before you get in any more trouble, I'm going to go ahead and ask your seventh round question. Category is movies.
Movies.
What was Indiana Jones's real name? And for 2 points, which movie was it actually set in?
Wait, his name isn't Indiana Jones?
No, that was his nickname.
I thought he was named after his dog. Or he was named after his father's dog.
He named it after his dog, but what was his real name?
I thought it was Indiana.
No, it's not Indiana. He took his name after the dog because he really loved that dog.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know at all.
Okay, do you know what movie it was discussed in? Do you remember that?
I'm going to take a guess and say it was Last Crusade because his dad was in that one.
Okay, you get 2 points for that. Do you remember in the movie what his dad called him the whole time?
Boy?
Nope. Junior, and his dad's name was Henry Jones. He was Henry Jones Jr.
Nah.
Nothing?
Nope.
I'm still giving you the 2 points for knowing Last Crusade. But you need to know that junk, bro.
Really, I do?
You really do.
I don't think I do.
Okay. So, after 7 rounds, I have inched to the lead with 50 to 42.
Okay, 50 to 42. I am going to ask you a plot lines question.
Okay.
Okay? This is going to be literature plot lines.
Okay.
What is the name of the short story by O. Henry that features a man who sells his watch to buy his wife a set of combs, only to learn that she sold her hair to buy him a watch chain?
I love this story, and I can't remember her name. It's such a beautiful story, and oh, Henry. I think it's called The Greatest Gift, but I'm not 100% sure on that, but my final answer is The Greatest Gift.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
It is The Gift of the Magi.
Ah, mother pearl!
Okay, you have a chance at 3 points.
Mother puss bucket, okay?
You have a chance at 3 points.
All right. O. Henry.
Did you know that O. Henry is a pen name?
No.
Well, then you're probably not going to get the 3 points, because I'll give you 3 points if you can tell me his real name.
Henry O.
Yes, he was Japanese.
No.
His name is... Okay. Do you not know?
No.
It is William Sidney Porter.
Okay, interesting.
His real name.
Poitier?
Porter.
All right, well, let's go into your 8th round question.
I'd love to.
Okay, science.
Science!
What are the 2 main types of clouds?
So in elementary, I love clouds, by the way. Elementary school, I was always taught there was 3 main types.
Okay.
So I'm going to name the 2 that are the most obvious.
Okay.
Which are cumulus, which are the big fluffy ones, and stratus, which are the low-hanging flat ones. But there's also cirrus, which were the horsetails.
Right. Okay. And you're correct.
Yeah. Which 2 did you want?
I wanted cumulus and stratus.
I figured that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
But there are 3.
Yeah, the horsetail ones don't count.
Oh, the poor horsetails.
So, after 8 rounds, Jonathan, you came back, and it's 52 to 50 now.
Oh, Jonathan's in the lead 52 to 50?
Yes.
I like the sound of that.
Because I'm giving you bonus. You are giving me no bonus.
What are you talking about? I just offered you a bonus question. You missed it.
Yeah, well.
And I offered you Lucius Best for 5 points, and you missed that.
That was very tough, though.
I've offered you 2 big bonus questions, and you missed both of them.
Mm.
These are not my fault.
Okay, whatever.
Classic TV.
Okay.
All right. If you can't get this, I can't help you.
Fair enough.
Tell me, what was the name of Wally's troublemaking friend on Leave It to Beaver?
Okay, musical interlude over with. That would be Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell is correct.
Yes, yes.
Boy, he looked like a troublemaker, didn't he?
He did.
Oh my gosh, he had that lean, sneaky look. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Jonathan, you actually also, for your 9th round's question, have a TV question.
A TV question, okay.
Yes. Name the 4 characters that comprised the A-Team.
And you want the character names?
Yes, that's correct. Not the actor names, the character names.
Okay, because if I gave you the actors and you didn't give it to me...
Well, if you want to give me the actors, I would be kind of intrigued if you knew the
actors. If I can name all of the actors and characters, can I get any bonuses? Because I'm not sure if I can, but I'll try.
If you are able to get all of them alone and line them up correctly, I'll give you 2 extra points.
All right. You have Hannibal, who is the white-haired guy. You have Face, which was the brown-haired guy, or the handsome one. You had Murdoch, the pilot, and you had B.A. Baracus, who was Mr. T.
Okay.
So let's see if I can get any of the actors' names, because I don't actually know if I can.
Well, you did just get one of the actors' name.
Well, yeah, I did. Got Mr. T, didn't I?
Yep.
What is Murdoch's real name? I've seen him on some other things.
Star Trek The Next Generation is one of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was. Oh, gosh.
And you also saw Face on something else, too.
No, you know,
The original Battlestar Galactica.
It's been too long. I can't give you their names. I just pumped up myself to try and take a shot at it and then realize I had nothing. I think I knew them at one point, but it's been way too long.
Okay. So for Hannibal, it was George Peppard.
George Peppard.
Yep.
That's, see, I should have gotten that one.
Yep. Face was Dirk Benedict.
Dirk Benedict.
Yep. Also was on Battlestar, the original Battlestar Galactica. Murdoch was Dwight Schultz.
Was it Dwight Schultz?
Yep, Dwight Schultz.
That's his name?
Yep.
Was he related to Charles?
He was not.
He had the T, didn't he?
Yes, he had the T. And finally, of course, the legendary B.A. Baracus was Mr. T. So
I pity the fool.
You got your 10 points, so well done.
All right.
So it is 62 to 50 right now.
Okay.
No, actually, 62 to 60. Excuse me.
Yeah, I thought so.
10th round. Fight.
Your category is foreign leaders.
Okay.
Historical foreign leaders.
Goody.
Please tell me the name of the last emperor of Russia.
Emperor of Russia? I thought it was Tsar.
He called himself the emperor.
Okay.
He was also a Tsar, I believe.
I'm going to say it was Ivan.
That's a good default for Russian guys. In fact, did you know that Ivan is John in Russian?
Yes.
Yeah, my name. I'd be Ivan.
You'd be Ivanathan.
Ivanathan?
Yes.
Actually, they take your... Ovich means son of.
Okay.
Right? Now, my father's name was Lowell, so I'd be Ivan Lowellovich. That's my Russian name.
Very nice.
Hey.
I like it.
This guy's Russian name was Nicholas II.
Okay.
Nicholas and Alexandra, Rasputin, the crazy witch doctor guy, basically. Anastasia was their daughter, right. The story of Anastasia.
Yeah.
So.
And Rasputin, it took like 10 different things to kill him.
They poisoned him, they shot him, they tied him in a bag of cats and threw him in the river.
Finally, I think they removed his head.
They did remove his head after they drowned him.
Okay.
He was a scary guy. Now, so Nicholas lost the throne in the February Revolution of 1917.
Right.
And a lot of people think that when Nicholas lost the throne, Lenin took over.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a provisional government took over.
Interesting.
And it was the October Revolution of the same year that overthrew the provisional government, and that's how Lenin took charge.
Okay. So your 10th round question, Jonathan, is the Constitution. So since the 22nd Amendment was passed in 1947 and ratified in 1951, how many two-term presidents have there been?
Since what year?
1947 it was passed, and 1951 it was ratified by the states.
Okay, two-term presidents. I'm going to have to name them to get them.
Okay.
Okay. Eisenhower did it. Kennedy did not. Okay, so I need some clarifying thoughts from you here.
Okay.
Because we have Johnson who came in halfway through a term, and we have Nixon who left halfway through a term, which was his second term.
Right.
I need to know if you're counting those or not, because those could be either or. They didn't do full terms. So do you mean full terms?
No. Two-term presidents are ones that are voted in.
So you're saying people who were elected to two terms.
Right. You cannot be elected to a third term after the 22nd
Amendment. I understand. Okay. Eisenhower, Nixon did it, Ford did not, Carter did not, Reagan did. So that's three. Bush did not, Clinton did, that's four. Bush did, that's five. And Obama did, that's six. So I'm saying six.
Correct.
Yes. Johnson's the tricky one.
I should have given you a time limit on that.
Oh.
Nice job, though. You named him in order, even. Nice job.
Well, I had to do it, man. I had to get through the whole list. Okay, so that wraps up our normal 10 questions. What's the score going into the final?
All right, Jonathan, you are up 72 to 60.
So this is a very good game right now.
I think so, too.
72 to 60. I'm going to tell you, your final category is going to be geography.
Okay.
And it's going to be specifically about American states.
Okay. And Jonathan, you are actually going to have a music question, and I'm going to ask you a particular band, and you're going to tell me the people that were in the band.
Okay. I have my wager written down.
Okay.
You have yours as well?
I do as well.
All right, let's kick this pig. Your question, what four states connect at the Four Corners National Monument?
Okay. My answers are Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming.
You missed it by one.
Okay.
Ah, you're so close. It is Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Ah, darn it. Okay.
Wyoming is actually above Colorado.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Okay, I forgot all about Arizona.
Oh, man, you are so close. For those of you who don't know, the Four Corners is literally a place where the four states connect perpendicularly, so they form a little knot, basically.
If you're able to play Twister properly, you could be in all four states at one time.
You absolutely can.
All right. So, Jonathan, let's see how you can do on your final question.
All right.
Music.
Music.
I want you to name all five members of the Jackson 5.
Oh, my God. That's like naming the Wayans brothers.
I disagree with that. I was able to do this, so I figured this was a good, fair question.
I hate the Jackson 5. Okay, that's not true.
How do you hate the Jackson 5?
I don't hate the Jackson 5, but I never paid any attention to them.
Oh.
So I'm going to get it wrong, but I know Michael was there.
That's like me talking about the Beatles and getting smacked. So you're probably going to get like emails and stuff from people going, how do you hate the Jackson 5?
I don't hate them. I just don't know anything about them.
Okay.
Okay, so I know that Dad's name was Joe. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Different Joe.
Well, anyway, his name was Joe.
That's true.
Michael was one of them.
Okay.
Tito was one of them. Jermaine. I feel like there was a Marlon. I'm going with Marlon.
Okay, that's four. I need one more choice.
And I think it's the oldest one that I'm not thinking of, that I don't know if I know. Maybe his dad named him after himself. I'm going to say Joe.
Okay. The answers are Michael, Marlon.
Marlon was right?
Yep, Marlon was right. Jermaine.
Yeah.
Tito.
Yeah.
Who was born Toriano, actually. His name was Toriano Jackson.
No kidding.
And the final one, Jackie.
Jackie Jackson.
Who was actually born Sigmund. His name was Sigmund Jackson.
Sigmund?
And probably as soon as they became a band, they changed his name to Jackie. Jackie Jackson.
Oh, I'm hurt. Because once I got Marlon, and I saw you kind of scratch off, I thought to myself, hey, I have a chance of getting this.
Yeah, I actually did an extra line on here because I figured you'd be following along with what I was doing.
I started to, as I got Jermaine and Marlon, I was like, wait, I might get this. Jackie. No, I didn't know Jackie.
Yeah, so Jackie, I would have accepted Sigmund.
Sigmund?
So
we both missed our final question.
We did, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's
so,
a shame.
What was your final bet?
That's what everything hinges on.
I bet zero.
Really?
Because I knew how poor I am at states from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I double owed it.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. You bet zero, too, didn't you?
I bet zero, too!
I want to see it, mister. I want to see that.
I bet zero, too. It's faded, but there's a O with a scratch through it for zero.
You're such a wuss.
I'm sorry, man, but...
You're such a wuss.
You know what I started thinking when you gave me the category?
Yeah?
I started thinking, okay, I can do it with some people, right? Like Fleetwood Mac, I can name all of them.
Well, we had a question on that just a few weeks ago.
But if you asked me to name all of the Rolling Stones, I couldn't give you the drummer. Yeah. If you asked me to name all of the Who, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it with... And I started realizing there's very few bands that I could give you everybody because I don't know the bassist or the drummer for most of them. So I went zero for that reason. Because I knew that even the biggest bands, there were very few I knew all of the people in.
Very interesting. All right. You completely wussed out. I'm proud of you.
Hey, this wuss just won two games in a row.
Ooh.
Hey.
That's very true.
Man. Hey, this was a good time. I'm glad we did this. All right, so let's wrap this up. Hey, guys, we appreciate you listening. You know you can find us at www.trivialwarfare.com. We appreciate you guys checking that out. You can see our show notes there, which is where I put all the questions and answers, as well as any other thoughts or happenings that go on during the show.
Just picking on me.
I've also started putting some video clips out. When I think of something useful, I've added video clips to the show notes.
Excellent. And also, I like the feature where it says, don't push this.
You went and you pushed it, didn't you?
I had to, of course, yes.
So the story behind that, really quick. So I'm new at making websites, right?
Sure.
And I'm using a product, and it has a preset template. And it won't let me remove that stupid button. So I had to have a button there, and I didn't want to have a button there.
Sure.
So I just did something stupid with it.
I think it's outstanding. It's a lot of fun.
Appreciate that.
All right.
So anyway, you know where our website is. What we want to encourage you to do. If you like the show, share
strongly
it with people.
Encouraged.
If you have shared it with people, if you've shared a previous episode with people, share this one with them. It's something you can do each time, right? But the more people that get a chance to listen, the more times that we'll have a chance to reach people.
Join the Trivia Warfare Army.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
You like that?
I do like that.
Okay, you can use it.
Oh. The point is if you like it, share it, right? Join the Trivial Warfare Army. Be a part of us.
That's a good term, man. Nice job.
You came up with it. I think you should get credit for it. All right, get us out of here.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Remember, you can reach us at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Great place to be able to drop us a line. Let us know what you're thinking. Also, give us a question or two. Trust me, Jonathan needs all the help he can get to be able to beat me in these things. So throw a question on there. He'll probably throw it out there.
Yeah, because as you can tell, I haven't been doing such a good job of that. So, oh, wait.
Oh, yes. Let's bring Mark back and see what happens with impartialness.
Hopefully, Mark will be back with us next week. We're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. But before then, that's Jonathan. I'm Chris. This is Trivia Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye.
Bye.
Dun 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 dun.
You were singing Party in the USA?
It was on the radio before I came in here.
Well, how does it go again?
Nope, not going to happen. Nice try, Mr. Recordy Guy.
Let's see. Let me know.
Let me know. Let me know. It's Trivial Warfare.
What was that?
I don't know. We need a theme song. Do you want to write it down?
No.
Do you need a hug?
No.
Good, because I'm not giving it to you.
Aww.
Aww.
Hug. Hug. Hug.
I didn't pay that much attention.
Shocker.
I know there's a big marshmallow guy.
Betamax, yes.
His name's Betamax?
Yeah.
Why didn't they call him Panasonic?
No, it's not Betamax. It's...
You just said his name's Betamax. Welcome to back.
Oh. Wow.
Welcome to back. Welcome to back to Trivial Warfare.
A 5'4" person would never get elected president.
Well, he can stand on a box.
I still don't
Mr.
think
Mr. President, your box, sir. So I have my answer, or I have my... wager written. I have my wager written down.
Exactly.
That's what everything hinges on.
Yep.
Hinges.
Sound a little Homer-esque there. Hinges.